Relays. Definite purpose vs general purpose and pin numbering component reference. A field reference on HVAC relays. Definite purpose fan relays vs general purpose ice cube relays. How to read coil voltage and contact configuration. Normally open vs normally closed. And how to pick a replacement from the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A relay is a coil operated switch. Energize a small control coil and it throws a set of contacts to switch a separate circuit. It's the same idea as a contactor, but built for smaller loads and more varied switching jobs. In HVAC you meet two broad families. Definite purpose relays, purpose built for HVAC loads like a blower motor or a condenser fan. The classic is the fan relay, a quarter style relay with spade terminals, often ASBDT or DPDT switch and a 24 volts coil. Rugged, simple, made to switch a PSE motor. General purpose relays, ice cube relays that plug into a socket, square or cylindrical clear slash black bodies, blade or octal pins, numbered terminals, used on control boards, in panels, and anywhere you need a compact switch with a defined pin layout. Common configs are 8-pin DPDT and 11-pin 3PDT. This article is about telling them apart and matching a replacement by coil voltage, contact arrangement, and current rating. How it works. Send voltage to the coil. The coil's magnetic field pulls an armature, and the armature moves the contacts. The contact turns you need. No, normally open. Open when the coil is de-energized, closed when energized. Most turn something on with a call jobs use no contacts, and see normally closed. Closed at rest, opens when energized. Used to break a circuit on a call, or for fail-safe logic. Common C/pole. The shared terminal, the no and NC swing between. Pole and throw describe how many circuits and positions. SBSD, single switch, on slash off one no or one NC. SBDT, one common that switches between a no and an NC single pole, double throw. DPDT, two independent SBDT switches in one relay. 3PDT, three of them the 11-pin ice cube. In the field, identify the family. Spade terminals and a chunky body screwed to a bracket equals a definite purpose fan relay. Numbered pins that plug into a socket equals a general purpose ice cube relay. The ice cube usually has the pin diagram printed on the side. Read the coil voltage printed on the relay. 24 volts AC is the workhorse, but you'll find 120 volts and 208/240 volts coils and DC coils on some board mounted relays. The coil voltage must match the control circuit that drives it. Match the contact configuration. Count poles and throws. An 8-pin ice cube is DPDT, an 11-pin is 3PDT. A fan relay might be SBDT or DPDT. You can sometimes use a relay with more poles than you need, leave the extra unused, but never fewer. Match the contact current reading. Relays are rated for resistive and inductive loads, often something like 10 amps or 15 amps at the line voltage, with a separate lower inductive slash motor rating. The blower motor you're switching is inductive, so respect the inductive number, not the resistive one. On ice cube relays, follow the printed pin diagram. Don't guess. The numbering is standardized for a given base octal vs blade, but coil pins and contact pins vary by configuration. The diagram on the relay and the socket markings tell you which pins are coil, which are common, and which are no slash NC. Normal values and targets. Coil voltage, 24 volts AC most common. Also 120 volts, 208/240 volts AC, and 12/24 volts DC on board relays. Must match the driving circuit. 24 volts AC coil resistance, roughly tens to a few hundred ohms depending on size. A small ice cube coil reads higher than a beefy fan relay coil. Compare to known good. You want sensible resistance, not open or shorted. Contact ratings, commonly 10 amps or 15 amps resistive on general purpose ice cubes. Definite purpose fan relays often rated for the FLA of a typical PSC blower. Always check the inductive slash motor rating for motor loads. Standard pin counts, 8-pin equals DPDT, 11-pin equals 3PDT square blade ice cubes. Octal round bases run 8 or 11 pins too. Common faults and what they mean. Coil gets voltage, relay doesn't click to open coil or stuck armature. Relay clicks but the load doesn't energize to burnt or pitted contacts not making. Check voltage across the closed contacts under load. Load won't turn off to welded contacts holding closed. Same failure mode as a contactor. Intermittent operation, especially when warm to marginal coil or contacts. Thermal expansion opens a borderline connection. Replace it. Ice cube relay loose in its socket slash corroded pins to high resistance pin connection mimics a bad relay. reseat or replace the socket before condemning the relay. Tech tips and gotchas. The biggest field error is wiring an ice cube relay by assumption instead of by the printed diagram. An 8-pin and an 11-pin look similar at a glance but have completely different pin maps. Read the label. No VSNC is the second trap. If a circuit energizes something that should turn off or vice versa after a relay swap, you probably landed on the wrong throw. Comment and O makes on a call. Comment and C breaks on a call. A definite purpose fan relay is the right tool for switching a PSC blower in an air handler. Don't substitute a tiny general purpose relay for a motor load it isn't rated to switch. It'll weld. When an ice cube relay fails repeatedly, suspect the socket. Corroded or spread socket clips create resistance and heat that kills relays. Replace the socket, not just the relay. Keep a couple of common ice cubes, 8-pin and 11-pin, 24 volts coil and a universal fan relay on the truck. They cover a huge range of board and panel repairs. Safety/code notes. De-energize before pulling a relay from a live socket. The line voltage contact pins can be hot even when the coil side is dead. Match coil voltage and contact ratings, including the inductive/motor rating, to the circuit. The relay's listing depends on staying within its rated load. On board mounted relays that are soldered in, the whole control board is usually the replacement part. Don't field solder a relay onto a furnace board unless the manufacturer supports it.